Okay, record.
Recording. My name is Recording.
Hello,
record.
Monty's already rubbing his nose on my leg.
Yo, Monty, come stiff my knees.
Come stiff his knees. Come stiff his knees, Monty.
Yo, Monty. Monty!
Monty,
I got some knees.
Over there, Monty.
I got some knees. Come get these knees.
Not my knees.
My knees. Sniff my knees, boy.
All right.
All right, welcome. We...
Wait, is that how we're going to start it?
Yo, no. Come get these knees.
Come get these knees. Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we here.
No. Right. No, you can't just start it like
you
that.
You can't just start it like that.
We have to go like, that's all right, disgusting. And 3, 2, 1.
Well, okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, action.
I'm leaving all this.
You're
in.
Leaving all this.
I'm leaving all this in. This is
first week back in live recording.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
This is exciting. This is crazy.
Yeah.
It's like
so
we haven't been in this space for more months. Actually, it's been months.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
So I guess the restrictions around where we live have kind of lifted to the point where we can legally do this.
Yes, yeah. Legally.
I guess. Yeah. Where. We're still practicing distance.
Yes, as best we can.
As best we can, but yeah, well, excited to.
But also, as of Friday, like it says, like sports and dance can go back to full contact training.
Yeah.
So like
yeah.
we can like do group.
That means
group
I can
tricks.
Hug Rob.
Oh.
That means I can hug Rob.
Oh,
that's
no.
What that means.
Oh God, I'm excited to hug Rob too.
But yeah, so I think just in our state. It's lifted quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, we've been pretty lucky. I feel like because it got under control pretty quickly.
Yeah, where we live at least.
Where we live.
Yeah.
So, it's been a lot easier on us because restrictions haven't been too harsh.
Yeah.
Monty's
oh, hi,
to
Monty.
Sniff Rob's knees.
Your knees.
Monty sniffs my knees.
That means
for
there's
some
an
reason.
Injury coming, man.
It's an injury. No. No. Please. No. Monty, no. No, don't stiff me, no. No,
I'm actually really excited, though, because there's going to be no more of that like, lag.
Yeah.
Because,
yes.
Like, listening back or watching or just being in the podcasts when we were filming them online, it's the worst when, like, you say something and then you have to wait, like, 3 seconds and everyone's like, oh, yeah.
Legit.
I think I was watching last week's where we were interviewing Rob and he said that it was the part where he was talking about his tap dancing.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I tapped for like 5 years. And me and Ryan were like, no way.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the longest
like so
pause.
Delayed.
And I was like, oh.
Ooh.
But well, I think no that, more of that now.
I think that was also the whole, like, if you watched the last podcast, my mouth was not in sync with
yeah,
the audio.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that was just like, because my computer's mad old. So I don't think it was that you guys replied really late. Because my computer like would skip a bit, so then like my audio would be like a fraction earlier.
Right. Okay.
We need to crowdfund him a new,
yeah,
a new computer.
Don't crowdfund.
Go fund Rob a new computer,
bro. Dude, that's too spoiled. No. I like if you can crowdfund me. No.
I would be mad though.
But it is very good to finally be back. No
yeah.
more delay. No more. Interference with internet connection or any of that.
Just Monty.
Yes. No more me dropping out.
No more yeah. Ryan yeah. dropping out. None
gosh.
Of that.
No, that was part of the podcast beauty, though.
Yeah.
It's part of the podcast beauty.
Yeah, but, part of the greatness of our podcast, I'm not saying it's great, but...
it is great.
Is the jankiness.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To the point that we haven't even introduced the show.
No.
At this point.
That's exactly right.
What,
which
almost 5
me,
minutes in.
Hi, guys. Welcome to episode 8.
Yeah.
I made sure that I knew what
knew
episode we're
time.
Up to this time. Episode 8 of the Project One Dance podcast.
Ow.
I am one of your hosts today, Josh, and co-hosting with me today is not Ryan, because we're interviewing him. It's actually...
Rob, I've been promoted.
Oh, yeah, I've been promoted for this week anyway.
Oh.
We'll see.
Oh.
But yeah, so we're actually going to interview Ryan today.
G'day.
Because we skipped him in the alphabet.
We skipped him in the alphabet by accident.
We're dancers, okay? It's fine.
But yeah, we're going back now, and we're gonna fix that up. And here is Ryan, everyone.
Woo! Ryan, what crew are you from?
Hey guys, I'm Ryan. I'm from Project One. It's a dance crew.
Nine-member dance crew. We're trying to get to America.
Oh, no. Brings me back to when we were busking for America. So we were like busking to try to gain funds so we could fly over to America to represent in the Hip Hop Internationals.
Yes.
There was this like spiel we always did. Like we talked on the microphone to the, all the crowd, right? And like we would always be like, "Hey guys, we're a nine member dance crew in based in Canberra, and we're going to America.
Hey, yeah, we're giving money." Hey.
And it's just like that's so ingrained in my mind. But the thing is,
like, I reckon we would have said it at least several hundred times.
Oh
yeah,
several hundred times, especially leading up to those months of going to America.
And I would always mess it up. Like I would always be like, "We're a nine member based dance crew," and I'm like, "No, damn it,
bro." Do you remember that? I think it was like the last time we busked before we went to America. Yeah. And we just finished and we'd finished packing up. And this one dude comes up and he's like, "Oh, did you guys just finish?" And we're like, "Yeah, yeah." He's like, "If you dance for 5 more minutes, I'll give you $50.
We're like, "Okay,
we put the timer back there."
Yeah, we set up 5 minutes for $50.
Okay.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah, he was a good guy as well.
That was like, really cool seeing the generosity of the community as 100%. Well.
100%.
Yeah. Do you guys... Sorry, you go.
And like, you know, it went a long way. We didn't end up going to America, which is great.
We did.
But
very thankful.
Very thankful
for all the help. Do you guys remember that kid that was like, "I am Batman"?
Nope. No. Only you, bro. Only
just you.
And then like after we performed, he was like, "Batman, thanks you."
No. Did you dream this, Ryan?
I think you might have dreamt this.
Could that pick? Did the microphone pick that up? Like, I'll sigh again.
Yeah, I'll boost it. I'll boost
it. Okay, good.
Boost that one.
Whoa.
Okay, anyway. So Ryan.
Yes.
What's going on, man? How did you start dancing?
Oh, damn.
Tell the people how you started.
So I think back in when I was younger. Back in when I was younger, my cousin, right, he would show me like all these videos on his like iPod Shuffle. Wait, no, not Shuffle. What's the one? It's like bigger.
Nano.
No. It was maybe it is the Shuffle, the one with the like circular thing.
The Nano has a Shuffle. I think the thing.
I think it's Nano.
Yeah.
No, because it wasn't it wasn't the small one. It wasn't the thin one. It was
you
like
mean
the
like the?
Was it kind of like yeah. it was like yeah, thin. Yeah.
Like vertical rectangle.
Vertical rectangle.
Yeah, that's...
But I thought that was Nano.
I thought it was Nano as well.
I'm going to bring this up. This is important to me.
I swear it was Nano.
Nano?
I got
it. Because the Nano is like the one that looks like a remote, right?
Yeah,
is
it? Kind of, but like a small... Like it kind of looks like an Apple TV remote.
Maybe it is the Shuffle.
You seen what an Apple TV remote looks like?
No, it's not the Shuffle. It's definitely not the Shuffle.
The Shuffle was just the square.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right.
And like you couldn't see any screen. It was just like you just had the
just
dial.
The buttons. Yeah.
I mean, that was honestly pretty a smart
maybe
idea.
Maybe it is the Nano. Maybe I'm just stupid.
It's definitely the Nano.
That's not the Nano. No, that's just the iPod. I thought, or an MP3. Right.
I'll flash a picture on screen.
Yeah, it's gonna be right.
If you can tell us
what
I mean, we could research. If you can tell us what kind of iPod this is.
We could very easily research
but
this.
We want crowd involvement.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. This is the more comments we get, the more we get recommended on YouTube. anyway, so he would show me like videos he got from LimeWire and like Pirate Bay and stuff.
Right.
on that, and what he showed me was like clips from ABDC, so America's Best Dance Crew.
Yeah.
And the first kind of videos he showed me was of Quest Crew. Yeah.
Wow.
So like I saw that first and I got like super inspired. I was like, yo, the push flip and everything. Like it was like mind blowing to me. And then from there, you know, as every kind of like Asian teen goes through, they went through their like b-boy phase, right? Yes. So that was his b-boy phase. And then he was like, "Oh, here's I'll teach you a little bit." So he taught me like a couple freezes and
he
stuff.
He taught
and
the
I'm
knowledge
like,
and
like,
it
oh
on.
My god, this is amazing! This is amazing. So then from there, I was just kind of like, all right, that's about it. So then I was done
that's
for
about
like
it.
you'd passed your b-boy phase.
Yeah. Well, no. Yes. No.
It was in the back of your mind, like
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm yeah. B-boy. So like, it started off as like this interest, and then it kind of like just went nowhere, right? Mm. And then a couple years down the road, I can't remember how old I was, but my sister was doing ballet at this this place called Dance Northside.
Oh, okay.
So then I went there for like, I think they called it funk or something.
Jazz funk.
Jazz funk. Street yeah, funk. Something like that. And yeah, I went there and then like I enjoyed it for a little bit. And then towards the end, I was like, maybe like
this
maybe
is kind of cool, bro. This is kind of cool.
No, the opposite of that.
Oh. This is kind of not cool, bro. This yeah, no, not no. cool.
So yeah, I was kind of like towards the end of that, I was like, I don't know if I actually enjoy dance. I don't know if I want to continue it, right? Mm. But yeah, like I still had like a semi passion for it. Mm. But then from there, I went into high school. Yeah. So if you guys don't know, like in high school, you have, you know, the like discos and stuff. And
dude, yeah, I loved discos.
Yeah. So in year seven, I met this this guy called Andy. Andrew. Oh,
no, yeah. I know an Andy.
You know him?
Is this the same Andy?
Yes, he's at our crew. And oh, he's wow. right here. No, he's not.
He's not here.
He's not
here. Definitely not here.
Everyone was excited for a sec.
Or maybe special guest Andy. Ah!
Okay.
He's still not here. Still not here.
Y'all are liars.
So I met him there, and there was like a year seven camp that we went on. And then the disco there was like, we met, and then he was the guy who would like shuffle and stuff.
Hey.
And then I was like, oh my God, this dude can dance. I got so excited. And then I was the guy who would like just go on the floor and just like think I'm doing a
roll
six
around.
Step. Sick. But I just like roll sick. Around and like sick. Throw my legs everywhere
yep.
and do a handstand and kick someone in the back sick. In the process. Like, so that was kind of what I was. And he was like the kid who could shuffle. And then we were like homies, you know, from there.
Let's collab.
Yeah. And then we just like, anyway, like we got to be good friends, like talked about Dragon Ball Z and stuff. And then,
you guys realized you're both weebs.
Yes. Yes. And, I kicked him in the thigh as well. That was a additional thing.
Defining moment right there.
Yep. He'll bring it up till we die. I feel like,
yes,
he's never gonna let it go. Anyway, so from there, meeting Andy, we both kind of got more interested in dance, being around each other,
yeah,
and showing each other like clips and videos on YouTube and stuff. And then eventually, he was like, "Hey, I found this dance studio on Google." So we just Googled hip hop dance studio Canberra or whatever, and that studio was Project Beats.
What?
I love this. Thank you guys.
No way.
But yeah, and then from there we kind of, he went to PB first, did it for like a term, and then I joined in as well, did it for a bit, and then from there we auditioned and
they auditioned together, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, so like our audition was
one of the most memorable auditions I think ever.
Well, we did like bite, like all the choreo was just like a bite.
Press group.
Still.
So we took some of the choreo from Mike Song. For this is like probably not interesting to anyone but me, but it's like it's choreography from the finale of a web series made by Wong Fu Productions about dance.
Oh,
so
okay.
We took that curry, and then we also took Quest Crew's Toxic curry. So Toxic by Britney Spears. And then at the end, we just did like, we just bit another trick from Quest Crew.
Yes.
But like that was everyone, the coolest went off. Trick. Everyone went off.
That was the coolest trick. So the trick we're talking about is Ryan dove through Andy's leg, but like he had his leg.
He made like a hoop up. With yeah. his leg and his arm like around like yeah, that. And yeah. then and it Ryan did dive so roll cool. through it and it was pretty sick.
It was so pretty sick. I think there's actually, someone actually has a video of that.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a video somewhere.
Yeah. I think Chip's Instagram. Yeah. Like, way back.
And like literally everyone went off. It was insane.
So I think like that was kind of like what we did when we didn't know about like dance, like real dance and stuff.
Well, yeah.
Like
now.
Before when we were at school together and like we didn't actually go to PB, we would just like mess around and I would like try and like do crazy tricks and like hurt each other and yeah, like
kick each other in the thigh.
And it was all for just like one performance at like assembly, you know, yeah, like
that's what it's all about though, right?
Yeah, I know, like looking back, I'm like, those were like so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's those little moments that you think about and you're like, man, I wish I could do that again.
Yeah, straight up.
That's cool though. But yeah, so you and Andy auditioned together.
Yeah.
For Project One,
yes. Yeah. Yep.
Why did you both decide to audition for P1?
So I guess when we started at PB, we like straight up, we were like, this is something else. Like, this is something different. This is what we enjoy.
Yeah.
Like, how cool is this? And also, as soon as we joined, we were also like, we know nothing. We thought we knew everything. Like, what you
like, yeah, yeah. We talked about last week.
The Dunning-Kruger
effect.
Yeah, yeah. So like, we were like, oh my God, there's so much to learn.
Mm.
And we can learn it here.
Yeah.
So straight away, we were like, all right, this is so cool. So we wanted to push more and do more and learn more. So naturally, the next step in that progression was auditioning and joining a crew. Yeah. And Project One was there was only two crews at that time, right?
Project One, Megabeats.
And Athena. Right. Yeah.
So
man, going way back.
Yeah, man. Like, whatever happened to like the boys crew that was meant to happen?
It'll happen, man.
You just okay, so just don't give up hope.
Don't give up hope.
Okay.
Ever.
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 Ever. Wait. You go ever.
Wow, echo.
Okay, wow.
You watch the Mad edits on this.
He's got to be like 10 echoes.
Rob's going to be at home for like hours just like, where is this echo? I can't hear it.
I keep forgetting I can't put my foot up because then people will see my sick slippers.
I told you.
Damn it. You're right.
Don't excite the viewers.
With my slippers?
With your slippers.
They're kind of dirty. Okay, anyway. So we auditioned for Project One just because we were like, oh, that's probably the best crew for us.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was. Then, it was like, you guys, what, teenagers? 15, were you guys when you joined?
Yeah, yeah.
15, well, and it was like, it was 13 to 18.
Yeah, I think around there, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think also Chip had extended an invitation to us as well.
Yeah.
To come and audition.
Not just the sacred, Josh.
The sacred invitation.
Sacred invitation. And then, yeah, actually what happened was... So we got in through the audition process.
Yeah.
But then Andy actually couldn't go and be in the crew at that time.
Yes.
Due to like some things in his family. So I joined the crew at that point. And then Andy took a step back for a little bit. And then, you know, things progressed. We kept going. And then Andy actually re-auditioned and then got back in.
Hmm.
And then, cool. Yeah. So that's what happened. Bit of insight. Bumped the microphone.
Not good.
Insight.
It's hot takes with Rob.
Oh,
you know when it's coming. What? I'm Wait, taking what? Over this week.
With Rob.
Brian can't do hot takes in his own interview. Can't I'm not going to allow it.
God. And you never know when it's coming.
Never know. Now you do. It's right now.
He's doing so well.
He's doing so well.
Damn.
We're doing a good job.
Yeah.
No, you're doing great.
Okay. I'm really excited right now.
Okay, this hot take is not so much of an opinion, but just an interesting little tidbit.
Yeah.
You know?
Little fact.
Little tidbit.
Yeah, little take.
It's coming right now.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so you guys know the show Kim Possible.
Yes.
Absolute classic.
Yes.
Brian's ringtone is...
Call me. Someone call me.
Bum, bum,
hold on.
Maybe we got to wait for it.
Oh, no. Now we have to wait.
Just keep talking.
Hold it up to the microphone so that...
Oh no.
Oh, wait, or is the ringer on that?
3 hours later. All
right, I'm ringing Ryan. Okay.
Oh, wait, it's on silent.
Anyway.
What?
It came through on his laptop. That's so awkward.
Look, basically, his ringtone is Kim Possible's ringtone where, like, she's getting a call and she goes, what's the sitch? It's like the bum, bum, bum. Anyway. So Ryan likes Kim Possible.
He loves Kim Possible.
So you guys know Ron Stoppable, her really crappy sidekick.
What do you mean crappy?
He's actually a really cool guy. Thank you very much.
Okay. Anyway, well, you guys know Ron Stoppable, the really cool guy.
Yes.
Did you know that John Cena auditioned to be... Oh. Sorry. John Cena auditioned to voice Ron Stoppable.
Wait, serious?
No way.
And he didn't get the part. And so because of that, that's why he started focusing on WWE.
Oh
so
my
you're telling
God.
Me if John Cena got Ron Stoppable as a voice acting job,
maybe then he wouldn't have done WWE.
Maybe wouldn't have done WWE.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I just don't understand how his voice goes into.
Yeah. You hear like Ron Stoppel. He's Ron Stoppel was meant to be like really like this like awkward, wimpy sort of guy.
Yeah.
I could not imagine John Cena's voice.
Maybe John Cena just has range and we don't know it. Like, maybe. I know he's like, he's actually a really good, like, comedic actor.
Yeah, yeah. He is.
Yeah.
And he's been in a lot more movies recently, like comedy movies.
He seems like just like a nice guy.
Was it Daddy's Home or something?
Yeah.
The one with Will Ferrell?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Mark Wahlberg?
Mark Wahlberg.
Anyway, that's my hot take with
hot
Rob.
Take
wow.
Hot take with Rob. Woo!
John Cena could have been Ron Stoppable, but he was stopped.
This is amazing.
He was like, stoppable.
They say you learn something every day, and I'm glad that I learned that today.
I'm glad this is what I learned.
That was honestly a really cool fact. Thank you, Rob. That was a great, great hot take.
Even better than my hot takes.
I mean,
because my hot takes, no one understands it, and it's just me, and then I just like...
I understood it when you mentioned Shannon Ohl last week, so...
Oh, okay.
Like, because, yeah, the other lady you said...
But not Torn?
No, I do not
know. Nothing's right or Torn.
Oh, wait. Wait, sing it?
I'm all out of... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is how... Yes. No, no, I know the song. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm cold and I am tuned.
That's great. That was a cover?
Yeah, that was a cover.
Okay, now I'm just realizing this. Wow.
It's all a cover.
Two hot takes in one.
Two hot takes in one. But this is not your hot takes week, Ryan. It's your interview week.
Technically, that was my hot take.
Technically, that was Rob's hot take.
I just gave Rob
a bonus take.
I taked it.
That's probably going to come up really loud.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, cool. Well, anyway, I think we should maybe move into our lightning round. Lightning round! There's 1,000 sound effects there that no one's going to understand.
Mm.
But
it's always just going to be overlapping.
It's always going to be overlapping. It's just going to be like... just constantly. Anyway, so yes, lightning round. You know how it works, guys. This is Ryan, you know how it works. You have to answer the questions fastly but goodly.
Quickly but goodly.
You know how it goes. So without further ado, let's get straight into this. What is your favorite color?
Green.
What is your biggest fear?
Quickly
death?
But goodly. What?
Oh, damn.
Well, like if you think about it, like all fear
revolves around
death,
so.
Right? That's where fear comes
from. My fear was letting people down.
Yeah, okay, but letting people down, that's actually, if you think about it, it goes like deeper. That's like a fear of being rejected from the group. And if you're rejected from the group, like back in the day, you would like...
primal thing.
Yeah, it's like a primal thing.
So if I'm on my own, I die.
If you were kicked out of your like tribe.
Yeah, so you like would,
you wouldn't survive.
You would want to... I feel like all
fear, there's a fear of,
stems yeah. from the fear of death. Right?
I mean, damn, man.
Because that's...
That was deep. Goodly for sure.
Goodly for sure. That
if you
was
think
really
about
goodly.
It. If you think about it.
That was really very goodly.
It was not quickly though.
three dance inspirations you have.
Oh, damn it.
He has too many.
Too many. Crazy. Fire out. I'll name groups. Okay.
There you go.
Okay. I guess Project One.
Yes.
Oh.
No way.
He's leaving.
Kinjas?
Yeah. I think you're leaving to last.
And I mean Quest Crew
when
it started. That's how it started.
That was the trigger for him.
I also want to say Project Beats Crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The OGs.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even have a studio without Project Beats Crew.
That's exactly right. There would be no P1 without PB.
All right. Who did you most dislike when you first joined P1?
Josh.
Why did everyone hate me?
Well, it wasn't...
Is that 3 points for me now?
It wasn't like a hate. It was just like, I'm not going to get along with this guy.
But do you now?
Yeah.
Debatable. I mean, you host a podcast with me. I hope you do.
And every week, I...
I dread this day.
I dread this day. No. We're good friends.
Yes.
You had like a family. We're good friends.
Yes, we are. No, it's good.
What's the thing about... Wait, sorry. Can I stop you for a sec?
Yeah, go.
What's the thing about like crossing your fingers while you say something?
It's like it doesn't...
It doesn't mean it, yeah. Right? But like why? Why is that?
I know, because it's just...
You're just tricking someone.
Because you just like cross it behind your back. Yeah. You're like... They don't know, but
they
don't mean
I'm
it.
Crossing my fingers. Yes. But I know like... If anyone like hated me when they first met me, it's probably because I was a really annoying kid. Like you've probably all grown up and like had that kid that was just super duper loud and just obnoxious and wouldn't shut up. That was me. That was literally me. So I don't blame people for hating me the first time they meet me. But like, you know, give me a chance.
Yeah. And look.
And I turn out all right, I think.
I think also I kind of like... Why do we always
bro,
do
bro.
I think I also had kind of like a confusion. Maybe that's not the word.
Mm.
But like a little bit of hate for... Not hate, but like dislike for Jason. As well, because I'm just like, this dude's too cool.
I do think Jason was a bit too cool for like the whole
I'm like
situation.
He's too cool for me. He's too cool for like anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I felt uncool.
He makes you feel uncool.
Yeah.
That's sad. Same. Anyway. First impressions of Chip when meeting him.
Straight up, it was just like, oh, this guy owns the studio.
That's it.
And then I guess... Later on, I got like, I was like, oh man, this guy. Like,
this guy owns the studio.
Owns the studio. But he had like, yeah, he's got like this presence just about him that you're just like, oh.
Yes.
I am the beta in this situation.
He's an alpha male.
Alpha.
I've lost my heart too. If you could master any one skill, what would it be and why?
Master the art of being a student.
Okay.
Okay.
If you're like so good at learning things, you can learn anything, right?
It's true.
I mean,
you're not wrong.
You're not wrong. Yeah. Like if you're a good student.
All right. Fine. Dance, guys. Dance.
Better.
Fine.
Probability.
No, I think like it's crazy because like all the arts that or like creative things that we talk about, like, do you think no one's actually mastered anything?
No.
Like I don't think you can master it.
Yeah. I don't think there's always a way something to
because like. People are always pushing boundaries. So even if they've mastered everything that's already there,
yeah,
like then they're going to be like, well, I got to make something new now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's how new stuff is created is once you reach that limit, you're like, I want to do new stuff. And then new stuff's made. Wow.
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 So I guess, yeah, I would want to learn or master
being
able to learn things. Mm. Cool. Yeah.
That's
because
sick.
Like if you could just absorb things,
you want to master the skills of a sponge.
Yes. I want to always
be a
big
sponge.
Yeah,
sick.
With square pants.
SpongeBob. And Bob. Pants.
And Bob.
My name's not Rick.
Something you are doing right now that everyone should try.
Oh, I've actually been meditating. Like, every morning when I wake up, like you just take like what 15 minutes, and just I just sit there, and then you just like start to, it's like a process of, breathing and also just being present in the moment, listening to things around you, letting things like just process, and also letting your thoughts in your mind just kind of flow, like not trying to stop anything, not trying to like go anywhere with things, just like observing, sitting back and just like chilling for a sec, because I think starting my day like that, it's actually helped me have a lot of clarity in my day moving forward.
Does it kind of help you like decide, okay, this is what I need to do?
Yes. Yeah,
this
it does.
What I'm going to do.
It does. Because also, like, just thinking about, like, priority. Like, you sit there and then, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, this thing is important to me. This thing is important to me. And those are the things that will naturally come up when you do meditate. And then you're like, oh, these are the things I should act on.
Yeah.
You know? But that's like, when you have some freedom. Yeah. But I think also just, like, moving forward with any work or any things that you do, it's so much easier when you have a clear mind. And just being able to like shove out everything and just like, yeah,
go cool. forward.
Nice.
Cool. I think that's good.
All right. Something you want to achieve this year?
Oh, I've actually started my own YouTube channel, guys.
Woo woo!
What?
My own YouTube channel. And I want at least 100 subscribers.
Everyone go subscribe to Ryan's YouTube channel.
Then I'll have at least 17.
So, explain to us what you'll be posting up there.
So that will be like kind of similar content to what we've been doing on Project One.
Yeah.
But it's
just
like
as an individual.
Yeah,
personal.
Just mainly as an individual, as me. And also maybe like posting Corey or different things up there, just like kind of like a hub for my...
Like a portfolio.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. My art or myself or whatever. Just
so,
like...
So if you guys want to see this guy's pretty face a little more...
Oh, thanks.
In some videos, go check out his YouTube channel.
It's, yeah, it's linked in the Project One thing, like in the channels.
Yes.
If you want to check it out.
Why isn't my YouTube linked in the Project One?
Oh, yeah, I should do that. I forgot you had a YouTube.
Also, check out Rob's YouTube channel.
You know what? I'll do that right now, Rob.
Do that right this second.
Right now.
Stop the recording. Stop.
I actually apologize, Rob.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Okay, sorry, where am I? I've lost it now. Oh, yeah, here. This is my favorite question of the whole lightning round. If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
All right.
All right, you have a lot to live up to, Ryan. You've dissed a lot of people's superpowers.
I have. I realized, I realize looking back, I dissed Zoe like way, way, way heavy. I'm sorry, Zoe. Like all the other people, I'm like, all right, I'm ready to diss this. But then like I don't go as heavy as I did on Zoe. So I apologize, Zoe.
Zoe's power is just too OP.
It's
too OP.
I feel like
it's not that it's a bad power.
No, it's too OP. It's a really smart power. The fact that it's just too overpowered.
So my power, I think if you've ever watched Naruto, it would be like shadow clones.
Right. Ooh, yeah. Okay. So just making more of yourself.
Yeah. So it's like you can duplicate yourself.
Yeah.
And then whatever experiences, whatever that clone learns or does, gets transferred back to you when they go back to your body.
You're such a weeb.
Right. So what you could do.
Aren't we all though?
No, but imagine how much work you could get done. Or
yeah, that's true.
Training. Right. Yeah.
And you wouldn't miss out on it.
There's 20 Ryans out there this second, doing different things.
Exactly.
This is just another Ryan clone.
And then it just all comes back in, all those experiences, everything comes back, and you're like, whoa.
Flooded with knowledge. Going back to Ryan being a sponge.
How cool would that be?
That would be pretty cool.
That's a decent power.
Yeah. Imagine each one of myself is just constantly practicing, constantly drilling a move from each style. So one
move.
One clone is just
and then
doing
they all come back and you're a master of every style.
Exactly.
Dude,
how cool would that
be?
Anyway.
Man, that's OP.
Yeah.
I was thinking about stopping time.
Right.
But and controlling time and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I think because if you stop time and then.
Yes.
Wait. Sorry. No, my brain just didn't work for a second.
His shadow clone malfunctioned.
Yes. but I don't know. I feel like it's important to be present.
Yes.
So, yes. Shadow clones.
Okay, cool. I feel like whenever we do lightning round, the first two questions are green.
Green, green.
And then Well, actually, this is my philosophy of life. And,
yeah, I know.
We slowed it. It's still goodly. It's just not quickly.
It's just not quickly, but it's goodly.
Maybe we should have quicker questions.
Okay, this is a quick one. Ethnicity / nationality.
It's not a quick one for me. Oh, no.
No, it's not that long.
I'll just say...
Bring out the list.
Half Australian, half Asian. Okay. I'll just say that.
But within that Asian, there is several.
Several
Asians.
Several Asians.
I will say I am Asian. And Australian.
He's a halfy.
I'm a halfy.
Mm. But he's actually a tenthy of each. okay. One hidden talent.
There's no halfy representation, man. There's none.
What do you mean? What about Amanda?
Yeah.
No,
okay.
No, he means in general.
Media,
in the crew.
In general.
Okay.
You ever think about that? Even Asian
not
representation.
Really.
Man.
That's bad. You need to change that.
Wait. Yeah.
Make a difference.
Wait, when you say that, there's no Asian representation.
I'm not saying there's none, but there's little. But yes.
Change but that, right? In the world or in a specific aspect of
in
the world?
Media. I feel yeah.
Not a lot.
Yeah. So I guess we should do something about that.
We should have more Asians.
Have some more halfies out there.
Yeah. That's why I gotta push. I gotta get good, guys.
Make a name for yourself, Ryan.
Yes.
Be that halfie who
my name is Ryan. And I will be Hokage.
That's my name.
One hidden talent you have.
I don't know if I actually have hidden talents.
Ryan's really good looking.
No, that's not.
That's not hidden.
No, I'm not good looking.
Got him. Surely it's something. Origami, hey?
Piano.
Hey?
Origami. No, I can play piano.
Sorry, a little inside joke.
He just got it.
Little inside joke. Yeah, Ryan can play piano.
I can play guitar. I've been drawing recently.
No way, really?
It's not good, but...
Hey, at least
you're it's still hidden.
What else? I don't know. I think I try and, like, my talents, I try and, like, make them not hidden.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that.
He's a man of many talents.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Like, he... Yeah. Ryan's kind of... He's a jack of all trades, I think.
My name's Ryan, not Jack.
Kind of all trades, sorry. But like, you know, like, it's not like a, you know, he can do music, he can dance, and he's good looking, blah, blah, blah. Ryan's just like, he's just really skilled at a lot of things.
No, thank you. Thank you. No,
so, hidden talent, Ryan doesn't have hidden talents. His talents are out there in the open. So, just look at all his talents.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, last question. What are your social medias?
Social media. You can follow me at ryan.rt on Instagram. Facebook, I won't accept your friend request, so don't send it. Then on YouTube as well. It's just called Ryan Telfer. It's probably not anywhere. Like, you can't search it.
Because there's, like, nothing on it yet.
Yeah, there's nothing on it yet. I have, like, no subscribers. So just
check it. Change that.
Yeah, you can change that.
If you want to dig for it, you can find it.
So just check that out through the Project One YouTube page.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's this? It's not a hot take from Josh, but it's a new segment.
Oh.
And I don't have a name for this. Ryan just came up with the idea, and I think it's a really good idea. So I'm thinking it's just...
What
music are you listening to?
I should open my Spotify.
With Josh.
What music are you listening to?
Wait. You ready?
So...
Here you go.
Basically,
I've got the theme already.
Okay. He's got the theme already.
You ready?
I want to hear this.
It's not playing. Oh, wait. No. Damn it. It's the wrong song.
Hold on. It's the wrong song, guys.
Basically, I'm just on my Spotify.
So what this segment's going to be is just you guys finding out what music it is that we listen to.
Continue.
Sorry. Have we got the theme there?
Yeah. No.
Okay. But yeah, so basically, you guys seem to really want to know what it is that we listen to throughout our week. So we're going to... kind of give you guys a little bit of insight of what's been popping on our playlists.
Yeah, and...
it was a pop.
But
it was pop.
Yeah, like, whether it's what we've been dancing to or what we've just been listening to, like, on the car ride to work, you know,
To dance. I think, like, through this, hopefully you guys can, you know, maybe find new music, find new artists that you enjoy. If you don't enjoy it, that's cool too.
That's fine.
But I think, like, sometimes we struggle to find music, like... Just through searching without like recommendations and stuff. So if we can help you on your journey,
musical journey.
Yeah. Anyway, this is the
theme song.
Theme song. I'm gonna have to hold this like weirdly.
Is this a little garage band loop you made?
Yeah. What music are you listening to? That's pretty good. I like that.
Was it?
Oh.
Did you actually make it for this? Is it just something you had and you decided that it would fit?
Yeah. And then I'll do a voiceover of it. And
that filter fade out though. Oh.
Oh. Oh, okay. This is what Ryan's been listening to, apparently.
What was that?
Oh my God. All right. Okay.
That was that was like a rap beat that Andy and I made.
And
then we would just like rap over it.
Did we not film?
Yeah, we did. We're in the car.
We're in a car and we started just throwing random raps.
Where were we? It was like Florida or something.
But like, was
this ages ago?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I want to find that video. That was funny.
Anyway, so that's like, my freestyle rap beat that Andy and I made.
Sick. So, yes, tell me guys, and I'll say as well, what have we been listening to this week?
What have we been
listening to this week?
Okay.
Yeah.
Rob, do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I like listening to funk.
Mm-hmm. Is that just when you're training or just in general?
In general. Yeah. Okay. I really like funk, R&B, and like neo-soul.
Neo-soul. Neo-soul, what's that?
Neo-soul.
Yeah.
Explain. You know like Instagram guitarists?
Yes.
Yeah, that's basically like, they're playing like neo-soul guitar. It's kind of like, I'm probably not an expert on how to explain what neo-soul is, but it's like more modern kind of soul music, kind of with like R&B vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's this song by The Main Squeeze called Dr. Funk. I really like that song. I might do it for my final recital.
Again. Yeah.
Ooh.
I listened to this one yesterday. It's called Got Me Funked Up by the Aqueducts.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Cool. Like,
you got me funked up. Parliament, because that's just like classic P-Funk. Yeah. And then in terms of like R&B and neo-soul kind of stuff. Tom Misch is always good.
Ooh,
Tom Misch. And then there's a song I really like. I want to do a cover of. It's called I Tried It All by Asaf Womack. I don't know how to pronounce that name.
Do you guys ever like, you're like, how do I pronounce this artist? All right. That's probably it. That's probably all we can show.
No copyright.
Nah. It's pretty.
Underground.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, that's what I've been listening to.
Yeah.
What about you, Ryan?
Me, I guess recently, like, I've had to do some like photo shoots.
Mm.
So I've been putting together like a photo shoot playlist. So because you don't want like awkward silences, right?
Yeah, no.
When you're taking photos, and it's especially weird when like, because when I take photos, I'm like silent almost. I'm like,
don't you do like, oh yes, babe, the camera loves you.
I do that sometimes.
Look
actually.
Look there, like, oh sick, yes,
that's good. Leo lip bite. but like, I just spat everywhere. But what? Yeah. So you want kind of like a background music?
Yeah.
Almost to go around. So it's kind of on that playlist. It's just kind of chill. I don't know. I guess recently I've been listening to Jeremy Zucker's new album a lot.
Mm.
It's called Love Is Not Dying.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very good album.
It's
good
Zucker.
On like the full listen through. His like production is really cool.
Yeah, it's really good. He has a nice style.
Yeah, he's got like these weird sound effects and stuff that come in, and it's all like pew pew, and it sounds cool.
Mm.
And then also, I guess, what else? Oh, there's this song called I Want You Around by Snow Allegra. Allegra? Yeah, that's a good song.
Okay.
Have you guys heard that?
No.
No? No? And then, I'll do one more. One more. I've been listening to Keshi recently.
Keshi. I've heard that name.
It's like a, it's weird. It's almost like,
Kesha's little brother.
No, definitely not. How do I describe it? It's like trap beats with like emo guitar.
Why?
On top.
Okay.
Here, wait. I'll play a little bit of one. A
little sample.
Sample.
It's like that. It's like that 2000 like like emo like pop punk kind of guitar.
Sick.
And then it's got the like kind of trap beats on top.
That's really interesting. That's like, I wouldn't have put those two things together.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done it though. He's done it well. Good job, Keshi. That's pretty cool.
Sick.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really like have anything in particular that I've been listening to. I've been listening to a lot of lo-fi.
Mm.
I'm not even kidding.
I went through a lo-fi phase earlier this year. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I think after Thursday's P1 training.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was feeling some type of way, man. I put on this lo-fi playlist.
Yeah.
Turned it up and I was.
Lo-fi beats you can study to and chill.
Yeah.
I was just cruising.
You know they have two of those. Like it's a live stream, right?
Yeah.
Lo-fi beats that you can study
to and chill. Or yeah. Chill, yeah. Whatever.
And then there's one where it's like chill or sleep to.
Oh.
So there's like they have two.
Yeah.
I feel like it's probably like pretty similar.
Yeah, probably.
But no, yeah, like. I've been really liking lo-fi recently. Mm. Just like, feel like when I listen to lo-fi, I think a lot more. Mm. Versus like when I listen to like rap or something, it's kind of like.
Well, it's because like lo-fi, it's like such low production value. Yeah. Like that's literally the whole point of it.
Like
it's supposed
lo-fi.
To be like, yeah, and like people use a thing called a bit crusher to actually like make the like a bit is like an audio unit essentially.
Yep.
And so they'll make the bits smaller. So that's how you get like the kind of like grainy, like low fidelity kind of
cool.
Sound. So if you want to make lo-fi, bit crusher is a good thing to use.
And also just put like a vinyl
vinyl warmth.
Vinyl crackle.
And you want to detune... You want to have one tune piano and one detuned piano.
And then just like maybe like alternate. Raindrops or...
Yeah.
Top some raindrops and then like a voice in the background that looks like... just like it's like really...
With like a filter muffled. On it.
Yeah, high and at the start, it has to be like something like, hey, I know things have been rough.
And then...
But I don't love you.
Ding dong 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 dong. Oh, this is horrible. This is no rhythm at all.
I'm pretty sure that was the perfect
lo-fi track.
Lo-fi, new lo-fi mix coming.
Lo-fi trio. It's us three. Yeah. And it's just us like just singing. It's like literally just the iPhone recording. And then we just upload that.
Sick. But just lots of lo-fi and...
Idealism?
No, I haven't listened to Idealism in a while, actually. Yeah. No. This playlist that I found, it's literally called Lo-Fi Hip-Hop Music Mix to Study and Relax To.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
By who?
Lo-Fi Fruits.
Lo-Fi Fruits.
So it's like, it's a group. They're Strange Fruits. And it's just like a group of mixes.
Okay.
And they just release different songs into this playlist.
Nice.
And like they release it pretty constantly. Mm. And it's pretty good. And there was... tons of remakes of old sort of 2000s songs.
Yeah.
But they've made a lo-fi version. Oh, and I'm like, man, this is good. Like, it's cool.
There's this one lo-fi track by Rookie. Rook 1E. And it's a remix of, what is it? One Summer's Day. I think that's what it's called. From the Spirited Away soundtrack.
Ooh,
this here.
I've been meaning to watch Spirited Away.
Have you not watched it?
No, haven't.
Have
yet.
You?
Spirited
Away. I wanted to. Like, it's been years ago. It's been on the list of things to watch for ages.
So good. I don't know if this is like enjoyable for the viewers. Like,
probably not.
Play audio into a microphone.
This is the song that like they. When I saw like the preview for it, this is the song in this. Play this and listen to. This is the song that it was.
Oh my god! No, I actually hate that.
So, I heard that. I was like, "Wait, what?
Wait, what?" Nah, I don't like that, man.
You don't like it?
No.
Why?
It's not right.
Don't like the.
I mean, I don't really like the song in the first place.
Oh really? Wow.
Well, you done me in a
but I just feel like it. I just feel like the guitar just doesn't sound good as a lo-fi like harmony.
There you go. That's Rob's.
That's my hot take.
His hot take. Very hot take.
But
I've done a lot of singing this episode.
There you go, Ryan. Ryan's just gonna start releasing his own
Ryan Aspinall music.
Ryan Aspinall music.
Have you guys ever like sung? Is it Ryan Aspinall?
Ryan Aspinall music. Ryan and Rob are now married.
I don't think like have you. What do you mean now? Have you sung like properly?
Yes.
Ever? No.
Shut up.
I've honestly been told like a few times that I have an okay voice.
When you do falsetto, you're like messing around. I'm like, man, he's actually like really on pitch. Like,
no, I've never like sung. Dude,
you should try it.
I reckon we should like try it. Like everyone in Project One, like sing properly.
Apparently Wendy is alright.
Wendy's actually pretty good. She's pretty good.
I've never heard Wendy, but I've heard she's good.
I am really bad.
Nah.
No, when I hit a note, I can hear it. My voice goes like this, like wiggly. Above and below the note.
Yeah, it's vibrato.
I'm constant vibrato.
Well, okay. I couldn't even do vibrato. Like, vibrato is supposed to be like a natural thing.
Yeah.
It's like when you're like holding a plank, if you hold it for ages, your muscles start to shake.
Right, yeah.
So it's like when you hold a note,
vocal folds.
Yeah.
Oh.
So basically that makes vibrato.
Yeah.
But so if you haven't strengthened it, you'll probably do vibrato quite quickly.
Right.
But the goal is to be able to control it. So you want to be able to like turn it on and off.
That's cool. Mm.
Yeah.
That's cool. There you go.
Wow.
Like, I knew singing actually takes a lot of skill because like you have to have a lot of control over your vocal cords. And here I was thinking, it's not that hard to sing. Like legit, people like spend years trying to just like. Mm.
I mean, I've only just started really delving into it, like being at uni and studying vocals. So much like body awareness goes into it.
Yeah. Mm.
Like I think dance helps me a lot. Well, posture, but also like you want to tense and relax certain core muscles, but then leave others relaxed the whole time.
Yeah.
And then also, you know how they say, like, breathe with your diaphragm when you sing? It's not really that, but it's like you want your diaphragm to pull down to allow more space in your lungs.
Mm.
But then you want to, you don't want to let it go back up, like, naturally. You kind of want to leave it down a little bit. So, like, it tricks your brain into thinking that you're not running out of air so quickly.
Oh, wow.
And then you can hold notes longer or That's sing cool. longer phrases.
That's cool.
Damn. And stuff like that. And, like, shaping your mouth and your larynx and your pharynx to create different sounds. Wow. It's like with
this
a saxophone.
It's turning into biology, dude.
With a saxophone, like, you can't change the shape of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But with my vocal tract, I can change the shape of it
Yo,
and make it sound different.
What? Could you sound like an elephant?
Maybe.
There was...
Do it right now.
Whoa. There was this this website, like, and it was based around vocal cords and, like, the mouth and stuff. And it was just, it basically just play around with a mouth.
Mm.
And I'll have to show you after this, but you can make a noise, you change the pitch and stuff, and then you change the shape of the mouth, throat, and it changes the pitch. It's funny, it's hilarious. I saw it on TikTok. And so I did it myself. And it's hilarious because you make this guy make such weird noises, but it's based on legit vocal cords and how it works.
Yeah. So much science goes into
it. Yeah, so much science goes into it. And it was just like, it was just a toy that's fun to play with. But I'll show you guys. It's pretty funny.
That's cool.
But yeah. Nah, so that was our new segment that we're going to have every week. That was, what's everyone listening to?
How much is that... tune changed since we first did it today.
It's like four or five times.
We'll work on it. We'll work on it. We'll decide.
Well, like, I kind of got the idea off this other podcast I listened to.
Yeah.
Guys, Biting Ideas. Bite. Once again. Oh, my God.
The Corey from Quest Crew. And this.
Wow. So they're a podcast that it's called The Weekly Planet.
Okay.
And they just talk about, like, comic book movies and games and, like,
sick,
like, nerd stuff.
We
could do that, guys. We're pivoting the podcast. But yeah, like, they have a segment called, like, what are we reading, what are we gonna read.
Cool. I don't read. I should read.
So we should call it, what are we listening to,
what are we going to
what are we going to
no
listen
we should no we should
bite.
I don't know what I'm gonna listen to yet.
They're a Melbourne podcast.
There you go. Shout out.
How do you feel about, like, people pronouncing it Melbourne?
No, that's not. That's just incorrect. Not how it's pronounced. It's Melbourne. Incorrect.
Melbourne. But, like, Melbourne. No one can get that pronunciation for some
Americans
reason.
Or Canadians.
Melbourne.
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 It's just
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Yeah.
Not Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Jason Bourne.
You don't
Jason Bourne.
Can you guys do accents?
I mean, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm all right.
I would.
Oh, really?
Look. Let's not try.
Oh, because it could be very offensive.
It's going to end badly, let's be real. Like, look, we have two of the whitest people in existence.
Hey.
Yeah. I tried practicing my American accent when we were over in America.
Yeah.
And I still think it's bad. It's really bad.
Like, the American accent's so... it's very particular, I think.
Well, there's different ones.
It's different ones. Like, it depends on where you're located in you know, the United States.
Like, so. Hey, I'm walking here.
It's Boston.
Hey.
Boston. And,
what,
and then,
is that good? He's laughing because it's good, right?
Yeah, it's fantastic. And then, like, you got, like the Southern.
Y'all.
Welcome, America.
Can I really say y'all?
Y'all.
Y'all.
Then there's like the Southern version of America, which is, like, pretty much the bogan, like, the American bogan.
What do they say?
No, like, I y'all. Don't know.
No. No, they say y'all.
No.
All right. But, like, okay. Do you guys want to hear my American accent?
Go.
Y'all.
This is. We're sorry if we have any American viewers. We're very sorry.
I'm sure they'll be like, wow.
That was
I'm so...
Is he American?
Like,
wow. Y'all, he's really great.
He's next level. I can't believe that he could do something like
There's
that.
There's no way he's Australian, right?
I feel like when I try and do it, it just like turns into this.
It's like really nasally.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, yes.
How long has this podcast been?
We've been going for 55 minutes nearly.
Oh, I thought it was way longer, to be honest.
Oh, really? Because I've been looking
are
at
you
this.
You saying you don't want to be here,
Rob? Yeah, basically.
Listen, we hired you as
a We hired him. We didn't pay ourselves.
We didn't pay ourselves. Exactly right. But yeah,
guys, we don't pay ourselves. We're just doing this.
For the love of it.
For the love.
For the love of it. We enjoy it.
For the love of you guys.
We apologize for not releasing the podcast for a bit.
For like a month.
It wasn't a month.
It was a month.
Yeah, it was a month.
Was it a month?
It was straight a month.
It doesn't feel like it, but yeah, it was a month.
Yeah, we apologize by, like, for not releasing it for a little bit.
But what can you do?
Yeah.
No explanation. Then what can you do, man?
We're trying to schedule it a little better now.
We've got a plan.
Rob Ryan and I had
we've got a plan.
A meeting to plan this out a little better so that it's more set in stone when we record and stuff. This is the first trial day.
Do you think if this podcast like blows up or like we get bigger over time, do you think on like our 300th episode we would still be like this janky? Where it's like we don't actually have an intro.
I hope. I mean, that's kind of the quirkiness of it, isn't it? Like, it's about...
That's why we only have 17 subscribers.
If the podcast was perfect, everyone would listen to it. If the podcast was perfect, everyone would listen to it and be like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. But, like, it's the quirkiness to make people to go, that's hilarious. You know?
Right. But it doesn't get new listeners.
I mean, at the end of the day, if people don't like the jankiness, we'll get there eventually.
I like your optimism, Josh.
But, like... I like
some of
I like some of the janky bits of our podcast.
Yeah, me too. I like it.
But maybe that's because we appreciate like each other's personalities more, maybe. Yeah.
Do you think
like,
some people are just like, these guys are idiots? They're like, it's stupid.
Probably. But that's, like, you know, that's what I am. So
This is me. More singing.
So much singing. Wow.
Love it. But yeah, like, If people don't like...
You better auto-tune me,
if people don't like the jankiness of our podcast and that it's like kind of like here and there and back and forth and all that, I mean, it doesn't really matter.
You don't have to listen.
Like, yeah, exactly. You don't have to listen. Like,
but please keep listening.
I think this podcast is really just meant to portray our personalities and how we talk to each other, what it's meant to be like in terms of our relationship. So, yeah, I think... No relationship or no person is ever perfect, so...
Wow. Do you think we're real on this podcast?
I think we're real.
Dude, yeah.
Totally. I try to be as real as I can.
Well, for one, we don't swear.
That's true.
That's real. We'd never swear in real life.
Wait, has no one sworn on the podcast?
Nope.
I'm going to put a beep there and make it sound like I did, but I actually didn't.
But your mouth's just going to be like... and there'll be a beep over the top.
No, I'll put a... You can put a sensor bar on.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Oh.
Not going to do it. Maybe I'll put the iPod, whatever.
Just the iPod over the top of it. Yeah.
But like, yeah, this is a completely clean podcast.
Yeah, that's good.
Is it?
I feel like us not swearing isn't because we're not being real, but it's just because like, you know, you don't want to be offensive.
Yeah.
I suppose.
We want to try and keep it as clean as possible.
It's like, you know, if you're being real with someone like you're not close to and you don't swear, it's not because you're not being real. It's just because... You don't know them on that level, whether they're cool with that or not.
Yeah.
Obviously, we don't know our viewers on that level.
Yeah. Right.
It's a parasocial relationship.
Mm. There you go.
That means they are friends with us, but we don't know them. That's what it is. That's a parasocial relationship.
Parasocial relationship. There you go. So, like, every YouTuber ever, like, has their fans. So, they have a parasocial relationship with their fans.
Until they meet in person.
And then they're like, yo, what up? I know who you are now, but I'll probably forget you because there's too many of you guys.
Right. And also, like, people are like, I know you. I'm your friend. And they're like, oh, I don't know you.
Relax.
Anyway, we haven't dealt with any of that because...
No, we're not that popular yet.
Never going to get popular.
We will. Shh. We will.
We will.
Guys, can we just say, watch our videos, please?
See, I'm saying all this and we're doing all this because looking back, guys, 10, 15 years' time, we're going to listen back on this episode and we're going to be like, wow. We really got nowhere. Like,
we did not get.
We still have 17 subscribers on the podcast channel.
Wow.
Hey, no, we're up to like 20 now. So
averaging 3 views a video.
That's dope.
We have 20 views. That's 17 subscribers still.
I mean, it's hard coming from the main P1
YouTube. Well, I think we...
Have we linked the podcast channel in...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's linked.
Just not mine.
Make sure everyone...
And there's also like this posting function on YouTube where like you can post. So I posted this, the last video in the...
on the new P1 podcast channel.
On the subscription feed.
There you go.
Ryan malfunctioned.
His shadow clone.
My shadow clone. Every time like I just stop speaking or like malfunction, it's because my shadow clone is doing something that's intensive.
And it's just like taking all of his energy.
Yeah.
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 Now we know. All those times that Ryan's just lost his train of thought.
Dude, it happens so much.
Well, it's not even like that you lose your train of thought. I feel like sometimes you just take a long time to think about what you're going to say.
Yeah.
Which is good.
When I talk to you guys, that's exactly what I do. I'm like, you'll be wait, like, give me a sec.
Because like, but you introduce the topic first. You'll be like, hey, you guys know this thing.
It's so accurate. That's
yeah,
so true.
Like, what am I actually going to say? And we're just like.
Do you guys.
Yes.
I do know that thing.
Yes.
Do you guys, do I say. Wait, let me think for a sec. Or do I say like, how do I say this?
You say both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do I say this more, I think?
Yeah, how do I say this?
Ryan, it's going always, and searching the language books.
It's always those things that you say over and over that like get in your head and I hate it. Like when I teach, I say yeah a lot.
Mm.
So I'll be like, da 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 da, yeah. All right, we're going to put our right arm here, yeah. And then...
Right.
I noticed this. That's hilarious.
I hate it so much.
You know what
so
I do this, when I'm teaching? Every time, like I tell students they can go get a drink, I go, oh, go grab a quick drink.
Yeah.
Every time. Go grab a quick drink. Go grab a quick drink.
All right, let's grab a quick drink. Quick drink break.
No, but like I don't alter it at all. It's always really? Go grab a quick drink. Like exactly like that.
Wow.
Have you ever thought about it before you said it and it still came out that way?
I've been trying to alter it a little bit. Because
to what? Go get a slow drink? Nice, got him.
That was good.
Oh, wait. No.
You know what? No.
Don't touch.
No touch.
Not until Friday.
Not until Friday.
Nearly got us.
Oh.
Illegal podcast. Going to get taken down.
Stormy's going to come get us.
Oh, man.
Man. We didn't really have any comments on...
Because we only just put the last
podcast
up.
The last podcast up on the channel because we had a little bit of technical difficulties.
Yeah.
And it's on the new channel, which is...
Yeah, going to be interesting.
Not as many views and activity on that one.
Yeah,
so.
But I think we'll keep trying to push it and
direct
people to there. And then we'll, if you guys enjoy it, definitely subscribe to that channel.
Yes, please do.
And subscribe to the podcast as well. If you want to listen to it while you're driving or anything, you don't have to listen to it on YouTube.
Exactly. There's other ways.
On other platforms.
Maybe... Not for much longer, but we'll see how we go.
Yeah, we're trying to work some things out, but we'll see what happens.
But
because you know, this show doesn't make any money
at all. It's actually really bad.
We're losing. Anyway, we're not thinking about the monetary value here.
We are just thinking.
We have thought about it.
Yes,
but it's not our goal.
Look,
it's not what we want to achieve, but
eventually we'll pay off these microphones, right?
Yes, eventually. make sure you guys, you know,
drop a comment
on any questions or anything you want us to talk about.
How many people listen to the whole thing?
I wonder.
That's what I want to know.
I wonder if they like get bored and just like drop off towards the end.
I feel like so like should we experiment with like a half an hour episode?
I mean, let us know.
Wendy's episode was actually like half an hour. That
was
like pretty short.
40 minutes.
Yeah.
Let us know like what you think about the time. Is it a good time?
Is it too long?
Is it better for it to be shorter? Because we could probably still fit the same amount of content in a
shorter
amount.
Yeah, without all the banter and all that.
But let us know what you think. Tell us if it's boring.
Because right now we're hovering around like about an hour each episode.
Hour and 10 minutes. Sort of. Depends what the topic is and like whether we get really invested in it and talk about it for ages. But we're going to be starting to continue to come back. Record here regularly.
Weekly.
So that's great. You'll see a lot more of us in person together. Should be no more issues with connection and delays. But thanks for watching and listening.
Was that it?
I think that's it. Unless there's anything else you guys want to talk about?
Nope.
We're pretty cool.
I think it's good.
thanks, Ryan, for stepping down from host.
Stepping down. Yeah, I stepped down.
I'm host now.
And
when I step up, I'm just going to be co-host. When I step back up.
Yeah.
Josh is the host now.
Okay, there we go.
You're the one and only
true host.
True host.
But
except for when he gets interviewed.
When I get interviewed, I will step down.
Wait, that's like next podcast.
That is next podcast. Oh. I will be stepping down. And there you go.
So who's stepping up?
So if you guys have any questions for me,
are we going to have a fourth person?
Don't know. We'll see.
Who do you want to see on the next podcast when we interview you?
Guys, we haven't had a girl on in a while.
Dude.
Go. Do you want to get fur after this?
I'm actually keen.
What's the time? I have Jaya's workshop. Oh, we got. It's not till 2:30.
2:30. That's keen. When you got to go to the dentist. Hey.
Ryan's mum owns a dental practice.
Oh no. Secret.
No, it's not a
secret. I was going to say, like,
it's not a secret.
It's
not
like a business. But,
Reasons to smile.
Reasons to smile.
Yeah.
There's so many of them.
I actually went to the dentist.
Sponsored us to go to America.
I actually went to the dentist yesterday. I should go to your mum's dentist. Yeah. Maybe I'll change it up next time. But yeah.
Change up my dentist. Like, switch it up.
The guy told me, he said, brushing's great, blah, blah, blah. Floss. Good. And I was like,
Does anyone ever floss, right?
I floss.
Okay, but you're the child
of a dentist. Not like super, super regularly, but I floss.
I don't actually know many people who floss.
Yeah, neither.
Yeah.
I feel like it's really just inconvenient.
It's inconvenient, but it's good. It's very good for you.
Mm. I suppose it's good for
because it's like you literally can't get to those places with a brush.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
So, and that's where a lot of plaque can
build up, and then you get nasty teeth.
Bro, we were about to end the podcast.
Sorry, yes.
We're not talking about teeth.
But unless anyone else has anything else to say, I think we'll wrap it up there.
Yeah.
All right, you got to send it to me. This is how we're going to do it now. You said, okay, all right, Ryan, want to wrap up the show?
This is how I've wanted to do it for weeks, actually, Ryan. But
what?
You never...
Why haven't you just done it?
Anyway,
you
should have
just done it, man.
If you guys want to follow us, you can follow us at...
No, you just be like, all right, Ryan, let's wrap up. And then I can do everything. So you don't have to worry about that, you know? So it's like you worry about everything else. I'll just wrap up the show.
You just wrap up the show. Okay.
I'll do the like...
But no, ending. Rob's our host today.
Oh, right.
Rob,
okay.
Do you know how to wrap it up? Rob, let's wrap it up.
Okay, well, thanks
for listening.
You can listen to our podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Is it Apple Music?
Apple Podcasts.
That's what it's called. If I missed anything, you can follow us on our social medias. Everything's at Project One Official.
Yes.
Facebook, not really. Instagram, not YouTube, TikTok, not really also.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So that's it, guys.
I've heard some conspiracies about TikTok recently.
I was about to...
Damn.
About to end the podcast?
We'll talk about
this and, after. this is Project One signing out.
I almost forgot for a second there. I almost forgot.
Almost forgot what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was all right.
That's okay.
I would just, subscribe, comment if you have a thing for Josh.
Like, subscribe, comment. What do you want them to ask me? I'm not sure who will be asking me the questions. Ryan will definitely be here.
Guys, do you think I should do featuring Ryan or featuring Rob in the title?
No, I'm the host.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, get wrecked.
Featuring Ryan. Okay.
Featuring Rob.
Project One.
Signing out.